What a tremendous prayer we've heard from one of the pastors here, and the well singing of these songs being led by another one of the elders. We're so very grateful for each and every one. Certainly the congregation here that meets the challenges that are set before them. Each man that have feet that are swift to service, we normally known as deacons. And certainly to the evangelist that stands behind this pulpit Sunday after Sunday. We appreciate each and everything, and I certainly will join hands with Brother Wayne in acknowledging the fact that we do appreciate each and every visiting congregation that has come on this evening. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, Jesus also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death Jesus might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:14-15. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that Jesus, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. And thus Jesus tasted death for all of humanity. Jesus went into the very realm of the dead. He broke the crown of death and thus paid the exit door for all of humanity, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, Romans 1:4. And thus the resurrection of Christ was the crowning event of all of his work. God in the resurrection proving everything that his Son ever said, proving everything that his Son ever did while on earth, was indeed the true work of God. And thus coming forth from the grave prior to ascending into heaven, Jesus Christ left these words, which has been ringing in the ears of humanity for almost 2,000 years. I am coming again. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew 16:27. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, nor not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not, until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, but one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known that what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and will not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man come. Matthew 24, 36-44, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 25:31-33. But we see Jesus, and thus Hebrews 9:28 says, that in view of having seen Jesus, we also continue to look for Jesus, who shall come the second time without sin unto salvation. And thus, Jesus Christ is coming again. Just as surely as there is a God in heaven, and just as surely as the Bible constitutes the very word of God, even so Jesus Christ is coming again. There is only one argument made in your New Testament against the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing this, therefore, shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father still asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that there was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved to find just the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. Now when in that any should perish, but they all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, the elements shall melt with fervent heat, there also in the works that are therein shall be burned up. Saying then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person are you to be in all holy conversation, all living and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, when the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. 2 Peter 3:3-12. And thus those scoffers were declaring that since things had been going on as usual from the very beginning of time, then that nullified the fact of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter makes a four-point reply. He says, first of all, that those scoffers had intentionally overlooked the most catastrophic event the world has ever known. Those scoffers was willfully ignorant of the great flood of Noah's day. Indeed, that flood was so catastrophic in nature until it literally changed the physical layout of this earth, and it changed the whole course of human history. So great was that event that God uses the flood of Noah's day in order to paint on our minds a picture of the second coming of Christ, the destruction of this world, and the beginning of eternity for all humanity. And thus Peter's first point is, you have willfully overlooked the most catastrophic event the world has ever known prior to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Peter says that the very word that destroyed the world in Noah's day is going to destroy the world in our day. And then Peter emphasizes that time means nothing to God. God inhabits eternity. God is not measured by, limited by time as we are on earth. We dwell in time. God dwells in eternity. And thus God can make a promise. He can let a week go by. Yeah, he can let 2,000 years go by. And God is no less capable of fulfilling that promise at the close of those 2,000 years than if the promise had been made just yesterday. And then Peter emphasizes the faithfulness of God. God is going to do exactly as he said he was going to do. And thus, in spite of the scoffers of that day, in spite of the scoffers of our day, in spite of the scoffers throughout all the ages who rail against whatever God says on any given subject, just as surely as there is a God in heaven, the Bible is the word of God, Jesus Christ is coming again. However, Jesus is not coming in order to establish an earthly kingdom. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall not be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all of these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2 and verse 44. Daniel said, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came with the ancients of days, and they brought him near before him, and that was given to him dominion and glory and a kingdom which all people, nation, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall never be destroyed. Daniel 7, 13 and 14. That kingdom is the house of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the pillar in the ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. But it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And people, many people will come and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, where he will teach us his ways. We will walk in his paths, for the Lord shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Micah 4, 1 and 2. And thus the kingdom of Daniel 2, 4 to 4, which shall not pass away, the kingdom of Daniel 7, 14, which shall never be destroyed, is the house of the living God. Of Micah 4, verses 1 and 2, that will become a living reality when the gospel was preached, and the word of the Lord from the city of Jerusalem. In those days came John the Baptist preaching and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 1 and 2. Jesus himself began to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, 17. Jesus Christ himself said that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. Jesus says, I tell you that there be some of you that stand here shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Mark 9 and verse 1. Then opened he the veil of standard that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Luke 24, 45 and 47. And thus the kingdom of Daniel 2, 44, which shall not pass away, the kingdom of Daniel 7, 14, which shall never be destroyed, is the house of the living God, the church of Christ. Romans 16, 16, that will become a living reality when the gospel is preached from the city of Jerusalem. And thus we see on that notable day known as Pentecost, when those people heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Lord added them to the church, Acts 2, 47. And thus we have the kingdom of Christ and the church of Christ are one and the same. When Jesus Christ established his kingdom, he established his church. And instead of him coming to get to set up a kingdom, he is coming back to get the kingdom that has been in existence tonight for almost two millenniums. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God. For he must reign till he hath put out all rule, all authority, and all power. For he must reign until the last enemy be put on his feet. That last enemy is dead. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 to 26. And when Jesus comes again, it will not be for the purpose of setting up an earthly kingdom. Well then, why is Jesus Christ coming again? Jesus Christ is coming again in order to raise the dead. Jesus says, marvel not at this, for the time is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5, 24 and 25. Jesus says, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up. John 6 and verse 44. For I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that he which are alive shall not prevent them
to which us lead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to raise the dead. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to change the living. But beloved, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have been put on immortality, then shall be brought the path the same that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is that grave? Oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, grave, where is that victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:52-58. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:20-21. But beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we do know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to change the living. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to judge the world. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Shall sit the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 16:27. Matthew 25:31-33. Jesus says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, that one that judgeth him. For the words that I have spoken, the same is going to judge him in the last day. John 12:48. John said, I saw a great white throne and him that sit on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fell away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in them. Death and Hades delivered up the dead which was in them. And every man was judged according to their works. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. Revelation 20:11-15. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds done in the body, whether it be good, whether it be evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Romans 2:16. At the time of this ignorance, God looked on the top wall, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he ordained. Well, he can give an assurance even to him that is raised from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. Jesus Christ is coming again in order to judge the world. What about the man of his coming? When Jesus Christ comes again, he is coming personally. There was an announcement about the first time he came, but this time there will be no forerunner. Jesus Christ is coming personally. personally, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up in heaven? This same Jesus, as you see leave, so in like manner he shall come again. Acts 1 and verse 11. Jesus Christ is coming personally. When Jesus Christ comes again, he will be accompanied by all his holy angels. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all his holy angels with him. Matthew 16, verse 27. When the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Matthew 16, 27. Matthew 25 and verse 33. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. When Jesus Christ comes again, he will be accompanied by all of his holy angels. When Jesus Christ comes again, he's coming with a great noise. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. John 5 and verse 28. At the last trump, for the trump shall sound. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16. When Jesus Christ comes again, he's coming with a great noise. And when Jesus Christ comes again, every eye will see him. The Bible knows nothing about some secret coming. When Jesus comes again, according to Revelation 1 and verse 7, every eye shall see him. If Jesus were to come this very night, what would you do? If you're not a Christian, what would you do if Jesus come this night? Get your song books. We encourage you to contemplate the second advent of King Jesus the Christ. I know what you would do if you're not a Christian. You would obey the gospel of King Jesus Christ tonight. Don't wait, because a little too late might be much too late. You're not a member of the New Testament church. We encourage you to do so tonight. Jesus Christ himself said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus says, I will give you rest. Oh, you have to step by faith. Jesus says, come. He is not standing here personally, but he's standing here. He says, come. So it's by faith that you're coming. You're coming to him to surrender all to him. And when you get to Jesus, there are some other instructions. You certainly have to have faith, for without it, it's impossible to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. It's not just belief only. He is a rewarder of them. Here's your obedience. That diligently seek him. So it's an objective faith that we obey in order to become a Christian. And then you must be willing to turn from everything that is contrary to the will of God. We always pause for a few brief moments to give those an opportunity to embrace the teachings of Jesus and confess his name. Confess faith in him. And then you need to be buried in water. Why? Because that's what the New Testament teach. Oh, but it's for the remission of sins, according to Acts 2 and verse 38. But baptism also, it puts you in the family relationship with King Jesus the Christ. Galatians 3 verses 26 and 27. Baptism will put you in Christ's death as well. Romans 6, 3 and verse 4. And when a man repents of his sins, that operation spiritually takes place, and his sins are forgiven, according to Colossians 2 and verse 12. When you're baptized, a washing takes place of that conscience, according to Hebrews 10 and verse 22. Baptism saves you. In 1 Peter 3:21, it sanctifies you. Ephesians 5:26, it makes you a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17, and then you're born again. John 3 and verse 5. And then the Lord adds you to the church. Acts 2:41-47. And then, neighbor, all you need to do is just press on towards heaven's mark. We have that divine assurance in His word. Heaven will be your eternal home. If you wandered away home from home, we want you to come back tonight. You come back to repentance, confession, and prayer. However the gospel can address any need in your life, why won't you respond while we sing?